Ever had that gut feeling like there's this unseen force pulling you down, lurking in the background, messing with your mojo? It's like you're stuck in a rut, with fear, doubt, and all sorts of negativity hanging over you like a dark cloud. Well, today, we're getting down to business with a heavy topic: prayers that kick out all evil spirits in your life, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. We're talking about spiritual warfare, the battle against those sneaky little devils that mess with your peace of mind. It's about time we lay it all out on the table and tap into the game-changing power of prayer. When life throws you those curveballs and you're left feeling like you're swimming against the current, prayer becomes your ultimate weapon. It's not about waving a wand and expecting everything to magically fall into place. No, it's about connecting with a higher power, finding that inner strength amidst the chaos, and showing those negative vibes the door. So, let's roll up our sleeves, get real about what's holding us back, and start throwing some serious prayers at it. Because ain't nobody got time for evil spirits messing with our vibe. It's time to reclaim our peace, our joy, and our power, one prayer at a time. In the journey of faith, we encounter numerous battles, some visible, others hidden beneath the surface. Yet, amidst these struggles, we find solace in the assurance that we are not alone. For we serve a God who is mighty to save, a God who equips us with spiritual armor to withstand the attacks of the enemy. When it comes to confronting evil spirits that seek to oppress and hinder our progress, prayer becomes our most potent weapon. In Ephesians 6 verse 12, the Apostle Paul reminds us, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Indeed, the battles we face are not merely physical or earthly in nature. They transcend the visible realm, reaching into the spiritual dimension. However, we need not cower in fear, for we are called to stand firm in faith, armed with the knowledge that Christ has already secured our victory on the cross. As we embark on this journey of spiritual warfare through prayer, let us explore three key principles that will empower us to bind every evil spirit in our lives. 1. Acknowledge the reality of spiritual warfare. When we acknowledge the reality of spiritual warfare, it changes how we approach life's challenges. Instead of feeling helpless or overwhelmed, we recognize that there's a battle raging around us, one that goes beyond what meets the eye. It's like putting on a pair of spiritual glasses that help us see things more clearly. And it's not just about recognizing the existence of this battle, it's about actively engaging in it. We can't just sit back and hope for the best. We've got to step up and fight with everything we've got. That means tapping into that divine power mentioned in 2 Corinthians, power that's available to us when we need it most. But here's the thing, spiritual warfare isn't always flashy or dramatic. Sometimes, it's subtle, a quiet whisper of doubt, a nagging fear that creeps in when we least expect it. That's why we need to stay vigilant, constantly on guard against the enemy's tactics. It's like a game of spiritual chess where every move matters. And while the enemy may try to convince us otherwise, we're not in this fight alone. We've got a whole army of believers standing beside us, ready to lend a hand or offer encouragement when we need it most. Together, we're stronger than any stronghold or obstacle that tries to stand in our way. So let's acknowledge the reality of spiritual warfare and face it head on. Let's arm ourselves with faith, prayer, and the power of God, knowing that we have everything we need to emerge victorious. And let's remember that in the end, love conquers all, and nothing can stand against the overwhelming force of God's grace. 2. activate the power of prayer. All right, let's talk about prayer. It's not just some old-school religious routine. It's like having a direct hotline to the big guy upstairs. When we pray, we're tapping into something way bigger than ourselves. It's like flipping a switch and turning on the supernatural power of God right in the middle of whatever mess we're facing. Check out what James 5 verse 16 has to say about it. It's pretty clear. When a good person prays, stuff happens. It's not just wishful thinking. It's like unleashing a force that can shake things up and turn the tide in our favor. So, when life throws us curveballs or when we're facing down some serious challenges, we don't have to go it alone. Nope, we can come boldly before God, knowing that He's got our back. Our prayers have the power to tear down any walls or barriers that try to block our path. But here's the kicker. Prayer isn't just about asking for stuff. It's about building a relationship with God, about pouring out our hearts and listening for His voice in return. It's like having a heart-to-heart conversation with our best friend, except our best friend happens to be the creator of the universe. And the best part? We don't have to have it all together or say the perfect words. God isn't interested in fancy speeches or elaborate rituals. He just wants to hear from us, to connect with us on a deep level. So, let's not underestimate the power of prayer. Let's lean into it, knowing that it's our secret weapon against whatever life throws our way. And let's approach the throne of grace with confidence, knowing that God hears us and that our prayers have the power to change everything. 3. Apply the authority of Christ. Alright, let's talk about the authority we've got in Christ. It's not some fancy title we just slap on ourselves. It's the real deal. Jesus Himself said in Luke 10 verse 19 that we've got power over all the bad stuff out there. It's like having a superhero cape, but instead of fighting villains, we're taking on the forces of darkness. And get this, when we call on the name of Jesus, things happen. Evil spirits, those creepy crawlies that try to mess with us, they've got to hit the road when we say His name. It's like shining a big old spotlight on Him and watching Him scatter. Philippians 2 verses 10 to 11 breaks it down even further. It's like a declaration of victory. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses that Jesus is the boss. It doesn't matter where they are, up in the sky, down here on earth, even lurking in the shadows, they've got to acknowledge that Jesus is in charge. So, when we're feeling overwhelmed or under attack, we don't have to cower in fear. Nope, we can stand tall and remind ourselves of who we are in Christ. We've got the authority to kick those bad vibes to the curb and declare that Jesus is Lord of our lives. But here's the thing, we've got to actually use that authority. It's like having a fancy tool in the shed. It's no good if we just leave it there collecting dust. We've got to pick it up, put it to use, and watch as God works wonders in our lives. So, let's not underestimate the power we've got in Christ. Let's boldly declare His name and watch as mountains move and chains break. And let's give all the glory to God, knowing that He's the one who empowers us to walk in victory. Dear friends, as we wrap up about prayers that kick evil spirits to the curb, let's keep something in mind. Our fight isn't against other people. It's against the spooky stuff lurking in the shadows. Yup, we're talking about those spiritual baddies that try to mess with us behind the scenes. But here's the good news, we're not in this alone. We've got God's truth on our side, and the Holy Spirit's got our backs. So let's suit up with faith and stand our ground, knowing we've got some serious backup. Together, let's take the fight to the enemy with our prayers. Let's get real passionate about it, knowing that we're not just shooting in the dark, we're aiming straight for victory in Jesus. And hey, here's a little blessing for you. May God's peace be like a fortress around your heart and mind, keeping you steady no matter what comes your way. Yeah, it's that kind of peace that doesn't even make sense, it's just that powerful. All right, folks, that's a wrap. Let's keep praying, keep believing, and keep standing firm in the truth. Amen.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.